Even as President Obama's stimulus plan begins to move through Congress, job cuts are beginning to cascade through an economy that remains deep in recession. 2009 looms as a difficult year for many U.S. companies, including the coffee chain Starbucks. A company spokesman says Starbucks is closing 300 shops around the country.
There could be as many as 6,000 additional retail positions eliminated over the course of the fiscal year.
It's a trend that experts predict will continue for some time. David Weiss is the chief economist at the credit ratings agency Standard & Poor's.
Well, unemployment's a lagging indicator. We've already gone from 4.4% up to 7.2%. By the time this is over, we're expecting to hit 9%, probably about this time next year.
President Obama has seized on the growing concern about job cuts to push Congress for quick action on his economic recovery plan.
And all those who live in fear that their job will be next on the cutting blocks, they need help now. They are looking to Washington for action.
Some historians see parallels between Mr. Obama's approach and that of President Franklin Roosevelt, who came to power in the midst of the Great Depression in 1933.
This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper.
President Roosevelt launched numerous government programs aimed at stimulating the economy in the first months of his administration, even though it was years before the economy turned around. Alan Lichtman is an expert on the presidency at American University in Washington.
As Franklin Roosevelt said, we need big, bold, persistent experimentation. We have to figure out what works and what doesn't work and think big.
But most Republicans are so far unimpressed. They insist the White House plan is too heavily weighted toward government spending and not enough in favor of tax cuts. Despite Mr. Obama's personal lobbying efforts, not one House Republican voted for the president's plan. This is Virginia Republican Congressman Eric Cantor.
Tax cuts actually provide more immediate relief and more jobs than spending, so you get a bigger bang for the buck.
Mr. Obama hopes to pick up some Republican support as the debate moves to the Senate. Democratic congressional leaders plan to have a final bill ready for the president's signature in mid-February. Brandeis University expert Peniel Joseph says the new president has little time to waste in getting his economic program through the Congress.
So a lot of his presidency is going to hinge on the economic health and wealth of not just Wall Street, but as he often says, Main Street, just average ordinary Americans. How are they doing? Can they afford a house, health care, send their kids to college?
Mr. Obama says passage of his plan will save or create 3 to 4 million jobs during the next few years. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.